And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 9th edition. Hope everybody had a great week. It's a fun one in this neck of the woods, but hope you guys had a good one. Mother's Day, lots of baseball, lots of rain delays with my doubleheaders all over the weekend. Craziness going on there. You got the Kentucky Derby with a long shot just going bonkers. You got playoff basketball, playoff hockey, all kinds of great stuff. So hope you guys had a good weekend and enjoyed that. Even golf. You guys listen to the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. Some guys in the Fantasy DJs Discord. Big winners this week at the Wells Fargo and Potomac. We got the Byron Nelson this week. Jesse and I are recording on Monday afternoon to get you ready for that one as usual. But if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. Join us in the free Fantasy DJs Discord. Just ask. We'll get you an invite. Head over there. If you give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. And if you'd like another fantasy baseball outlet, Benched with Bubba, coming at you twice a week, if not three times a week, to get your other fantasy baseball needs, go check that out as well. We got nine games for you on this Monday, starting at 6:35 p.m. Eastern time, a little earlier than usual. We have seven of the totals out so far, so still waiting on two more to go. They're your totals at this moment. Dodgers, Pirates, 7.5. Brewers, Reds, 7.5. A's, Tigers, 7. Guardians, White Sox, 7.5. Phillies, Mariners, 7.5. Marlins, D-backs, 8.5. Rockies, Giants, 6.5. So low totals around baseball yet again. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. Top priced arm is Carlos Rodon at $10,000 at home against the Colorado Rockies. And this is about as good as it gets. Yeah, Rodon had a little scuffle his last time out against the Dodgers. He didn't pitch horrible, two runs in six innings, just only struck out three against the Dodgers. We talked about it. It's a tough, tough matchup. But now he gets to go home and he gets to face the Colorado Rockies, a team on the season striking out 17% versus left-handed pitching. Well, let's look at left-handed pitchers on the road and see how this goes here for Colorado. It might not change a lot. We'll see. Maybe they're just really good. 18% K rate, but they're hitting 331 with a 138 ISO versus lefties. So they're hitting lefties well. I'd say Rodon's a little bit different type of lefty, but Colorado on the road, 10K for Rodon. I think he's a fine play, cash play for sure, if with some GPP upside. Mackenzie Gore up to 9,700 is crazy talk here. Like, I love Mackenzie. Got a little scuffle, only 2Ks his last time against Cleveland, but dealt back-to-back starts against Cincinnati. That's what Cincinnati does, folks. Hate to break it to you. They help inflate the goods. He's facing Chicago, 22% K rate versus lefties, 231 average, 171 ISO. I'd honestly rather pay for Rodon if I'm coming this high. You can go Gore if you prefer, but I'd rather go Rodon. In reality, where I'm going is a $9,300 Brandon Woodruff. Now, last week, we got Woodruff at 8,900, and we feasted for 32.4 points against Cincinnati. Now he struck out 12 over 5 2/3. Now he goes on the road. Great American Small Park, which is always tricky, but you look at that lineup striking out 26.4% of the time versus righties, hitting 205 with a 132 ISO. And like I'm telling you, you look at that lineup right now with all the injuries they got, like Votto's still out, Naquin's a mess, India's out. Like, it's just a disaster there in Cincinnati. So if they get to him, they get to him at Woodruff at $9,300 is quite the friendly price tag. Our buddy Luis Castillo making his return from the IL, going up against Woodruff in that matchup. I'll let Louis get a start under his belt before I attack him with that good Milwaukee offense right now. So Woodruff's my dog up top. If you need to go Rodon, no problem with that at all, but Woodruff would be my guy at 93. Now, when you drop on down, Julio Urias coming in at $8,200 is pretty much a gift as well. He's got you 17 or more points in four straight games, 20 or more in three of four. He is facing Pittsburgh, I'll say that much, who as a team doesn't strike out a ton, almost 22%. So it's gone up a little bit with their injuries, but 22% carry versus lefties, hitting 225 with a 119 ISO. We say it every time on the show. DK always has at least one pitcher mispriced. Well, Julio Urias at $8,200 against Pittsburgh ain't right. It's one of those, you just eat it. It's working out like 80 to 90% of the time for us right now. Like, every once in a blue moon, it doesn't work out, but with his, he's got such a great floor in this matchup with a 20 to 25 plus point ceiling. So Urias at $8,200. Like, if you're playing cash, Woodruff, Urias, that's where I'd be making my shop. Going below Urias, though, it's a little different. Like, Paul Blackburn, he got off to the great start this year. Rough start his last time out. But prior to that, Giants pitched really, really well. Gets a Detroit Tigers team that's an up-and-down squad, to say the least. They strike out 25% of the time versus righties, hitting 212 with only a .089 ISO. So if you want to go to Blackburn in that matchup, I believe it's game two of their doubleheader as well. So keep an eye on that one. But Blackburn, they did play a doubleheader Monday or Tuesday. It's one of the two. So keep an eye on that one. But Blackburn at 75 is a nice little discount in that matchup. And other than that, though, when you get cheaper, like Austin Gomber's interesting. This is the site of the Gombering last year, and it was a two-start week, which he'll get this week. But he's got you 19 or more points in his three straight starts. It's a Giants offense that's like pesky, but man, you look at the lineup they throw out there and it ain't great. They're striking out almost 23% of the time versus lefties, hitting 213 with a 138 ISO, like Wilmer Flores, Darren Ruff. You got a few dudes that like to hit lefties pretty well, but they throw some other names like, you got Mauricio Dubon, you got Austin Slater. There's guys that, you know, they get the job done once in a while. Maybe they do on Monday versus Gomber, but as a whole, it's a struggling offense, a very, very big time struggling offense. Before they blew up on Saturday, I think they scored 5 runs over like the previous 3 or 4 games, and it was ugly, ugly to watch. Now, again, Gomber can get pounded by them. There's no sugarcoating that, but he's intriguing at 66. Like, I'd rather play Gomber at 66 against the Giants over Pineda at 62 against the A's, just because Pineda's not striking dudes out. Like, the A's offense is dreadful, but he's just not striking dudes out. So that's kind of where I'd sit on that one. So recapping your pitching, Rodon at 10K, I love. And my top price guy is Woodruff at 9,300. Going cheaper, though, Julio Urias at 82 is ridiculously cheap as well. So Woodruff, Urias is your cash game combo. Paul Blackburn at 75, Austin Gomber at 66 would be the two cheapies if you want to go that direction. Let's talk bats on this slate to stack it up for you here. One of these days, Quintana is going to get shelled for Pittsburgh because he's on the luck box train. If you look at all his deep stats, he is really getting lucky out there. So you got the Dodgers tonight. We'll see what happens. Will Smith, 5,200 if you think tonight's the night. But if you want to save a few shekels on this slate, Elias Diaz versus Rodon at 45, I'll pass, just to be honest. But Tyler Stevenson, pass. Max Stassi at 45 or 44 against Springs is a little interesting. Omar Narvaez at 4K versus Castillo, because we don't know how long Castillo is going to go. And then you get that Reds bullpen and Great American Small Park. So I love a Milwaukee stack. I think a lot of people will. Omar Narvaez at 4K is a solid one. Dalton Varsho, catcher outfield eligible at 38 versus Eliezer Hernandez, is a really good price tag as well. So like some Varsho in this matchup. Other than that, though, you got like Luis Torrens against Ranger Suarez. Like, I respect Ranger, but he's been getting hit around. So if you think you want to save some cash through a Torrens, you can. But for the most part, I think I'm paying up unless some really cheap guy pops up in the lineups for Monday. First base position, Freddie Freeman's fine if you want, but I'd rather go down to guys like Jose Abreu. We got the White Sox versus pitch-to-contact Plesac. Abreu's starting to heat up quite a bit. He's 49. Our boy Rowdy Tellez at 47 is strong as well. Jared Walsh had a monster week last week. He's coming out in my next Fantasy Pros article. It should be dropping Monday afternoon, I believe. Jared Walsh, 4,400. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. I don't care. Spring shouldn't be that long in this game anyways, and he makes for a nice contrarian play with Jared Walsh. Cheaper options, though. Jesus Aguilar is heating up quite a bit. He's 4K. If you are fading Gomber, Wilmer Flores, Darren Ruff, $3,900 each. Flores is first base only. Ruff is first base outfield. So keep those two in mind. Reese Hoskins is down to 3,700. He's slumping. There's no sugarcoating that at all. But he's still getting on base quite a bit. And he's still productive for the most part. Now his price tag's down to 3,700. Chris Flexen has been kind of lucky this year. So Hoskins at 37 could be a nice tournament discount for you. Torkelson at 32 if you think Blackburn struggles. That's not a bad value. And then, like, Colin Moran if you want to fade Woodruff. Moran had a big week. It's Great American Small Park. Woodruff still gave it 3 runs and 5 2/3 against Cincinnati his last time out. So if you want to get frisky and fade Woodruff, Colin Moran is $2,800, and he's swinging a pretty sweet stick at the current time. Second base, well, wait a minute. Let me check one more thing out here because he was here unless he moved back to third base. Let's just type it in. Let's just do this. He's not on the slate. That explains it. All right, let's go to the second base position for us on this one. Jazzy Jazz Chisholm. This dude's awesome, 5,400. I don't mind paying that price tag against Castellanos, but if you don't want to go all the way up there, I get it. Brandon Drury is a contrarian tournament play against Woodruff, but I love Colton Wong at 43. Still way too cheap, just never gets a price bump. So that's good. Ketel Marte at 41. He's starting to get things going a little bit. So keep an eye on him at 4,100. That could be a nice little value as well. Below the 4K range now, you know, like Tony Kemp, if you really want to. Bryson Stott returned from the minors and on Sunday went 0-for-4. So keep him in mind, I guess. But then he went 1-for-3 with an RBI and the others, 2 doubleheaders. It was a doubleheader game. So he's 3,500. If you're stacking Philadelphia, he's a cheap piece. I'd rather go to Tony Kemp or someone else, honestly, at the position. And then if you're going down, I get Lourie Garcia questions all the time. If you're stacking the White Sox, Lourie Garcia is in play. I don't play Lourie Garcia as a one-off. He doesn't have that double dong ceiling unless it's like a unicorn game like Jorge Mateo had last week. So Lourie Garcia, 3K, it's great price tag. It's awesome. If you're stacking the White Sox, like in a 5-man stack, a big stack, sure. but there's just higher ceiling players than Lurie Garcia, unless he has like that 1% game, which happens. But to play him all the time is pretty tough. Third base position for you. J-Ram had a rough week. $69 for Kopech if you want to. Sure, I like Machado at 57 versus Kyle Hendricks. Hendricks has been booty. This is a great way to go in this one. Luis Urias is up to 5K. People won't pay that for him. And he came off the IL and he's scorching hot right away. He'll be in that Fantasy Pros article as well. So Luis Urias at 5K, nice tournament play, because I don't think many will pay that price tag for him. If you are fading Ranger Suarez in a tournament, Eugenio Suarez is only 4,400. We know how he likes to hit lefties with some authority. If you think Julio Urias is going to struggle, Cabrian Hayes at 43 is a great tournament play. Great tournament play at that price point. I'm going to be on Urias, but he's going to be massive chalk. So if you want to fade Urias, look, Cabrian Hayes at 43, don't mind that at all. Yoan Moncada is supposed to return from the IL on Monday. Hit cleanup, they already said. He's 3,900 versus Plesac. That's a nice cheap piece of your White Sox stack. Sheldon Noisy's 38. I'd rather have Moncada, honestly. Just hoping he's ready to rock and roll straight from the IL. You got Alec Baum at 34. If you're sitting at the top of the Phillies lineup, that's a nice value piece. Josh Rojas of the Arizona Diamondbacks, he is back in action. He's been back for two games, hits in both games for the D-backs. He's 3,200. He's third base shortstop eligible, so he's a nice cheap piece of Arizona there versus Eliezer Hernandez. I mentioned Colin Moran earlier at 28 as a nice cheap piece too. And that's about it for now. Shortstop, Trey Turner up top at 54. I love Timmy Anderson at 53 versus Plesac. I love targeting Plesac. I got Willie Adames at 51 versus Casty. Don't hate that. Baez is always in play for me at 49 in tournaments. But going down cheaper here below 4K. Again, if you're fading your eyes, Diego Castillo is 38. Bryson Stott's 35. Andrés Giménez at 33 versus Kopech. But Josh Rojas is probably your best value at 32 because he's actually got a good matchup versus Eliezer Hernandez. Those other guys above him had tough matchups or just not playing great baseball. So Josh Rojas at 32 is not a bad value at the shortstop position. Outfield for you to wrap this one up here. Mikey Trout at 6K versus Springs is solid. Bryce Harper's Fuego right now. So $5,900 is a great price point against Chris Flexen. That's one I like a lot, actually. I don't mind Schwarber at 56, but Harper's swinging a hot stick at 59. If you are hoping for the Quintana blow-up game, Mookie Betts is only $5,800. I still prefer Harper out of the two, but Betts is slowly getting going. I'll be honest. He is slowly getting going. Lubob is 47. That's actually a decent price tag on Lubob versus Plesac. Cheaper plays, though, like Brandon Marsh is lefty-lefty, but I still don't think Springs is in that game for that long, so keep an eye on that. Nick Castellanos is only $4,300. That's too cheap. Way too cheap for Nick Castellanos against Chris Flexen. Like, dude, show some man some damn respect. He was scorching hot before he missed a couple days with an injury. Came back, played in the doubleheader, both games of the doubleheader on Sunday. Casty at 43 versus Flexen, way too cheap. So have some fun with that, folks. Going to 4K and below, Ramon Laureano's back for Oakland. He's 4K leading off against Pineda. Mentioned Darren Ruff earlier at 39 versus Gomber, if you're going that route. Brian Reynolds is heating up. A couple home runs this past week. Not sure I'm in love with him today, but it's not bad. Dalton Varsho at 38, I think it's a great price point, especially at catcher on a weak catcher position. I think Varsho at 38 versus Eliezer Hernandez is a very, very good price per play there. Other guys down here, though, you know, you got not a ton. Like Franmil Reyes at 36, like in tournaments, that's very viable. I don't love it, but in tournaments at 36, it's very, very viable, actually. Other than that, though, like, whew, some nasty matchups down here. Nothing I'm super in love with. Like, Julio Rodriguez is 34 versus Ranger Suarez. That's got some tournament appeal to it. Not much. Pavin Smith at 31 is a good value. So Arizona brings some good value. Pavin Smith swinging well towards the top of that Arizona lineup. He's 3,100, so that's not bad. And then Manny Margot on fire right now. He's $2,900 for Syndergaard. He's been getting towards the top of that order for Tampa as well. So I don't mind going just a Manny Margot in that setup and see where that one takes you. But check the lineups. You might get some more value popping out here, but not a ton. But you have enough to play Woodruff and Urias and make it work. Otherwise, you can use one of those two and mix and match it with Gomber or Blackburn. That's fine. And then Rodon's always in play if you want to pay up, but you don't have to. Kenny Linson in the chat here. Again, if you want to watch us on YouTube, I record every night live on here so you can join us in the chat. He says, let's stack the Giants every night. You can. Against Gomber, you can. It's not one of my top stacks. We'll get to my stacks here in a minute, but not my top one. He also said, in your opinion, with pitching being so good so far, stacking a GPP still king. We've talked about that in the Discord a bit. and it's been tricky. It's like if you're in those mass entry 20 max and above, 150 max, you still got to stack. You got to hit the nuts. It's just the way it works. Usually like a 5-3, maybe a 4-4-1, something like that in your stacks. But in your single entry and your 3 max, you can go 3-3-2s. You can go one major stack and one-offs. It's been a little different for sure with pitching being better. So it's not as important in the smaller field tournaments, but in your mass multi-entries, you still need to hit the nuts with a stack. That's just the way it's going to work. You'll have the random nights where a guy just go home run hunting and it works. But more often than not, if you quote-unquote stick to the process, stacking is still going to be king, especially in those big, big tournaments. Because the stacking, that's where you get your Lurie Garcia unicorn game. That's where last week you get your Mateo unicorn game because they're stacked up with Cedric Mullins, Austin Hayes, and the double dong Ryan Mountcastle. That's how you massively win those big tournaments. If you're playing in a 3 max or a single, you might have the Mountcastle, Hayes, and Mullins, but you probably don't have the Mateo. That's just the way it goes. But in those big, big ones, you do the big stacks, and that's how it plays out for you. Speaking of stacks on this slate, Dodgers versus Quintana, sign me up. Quintana's due to Scott Full. Love me some Milwaukee as well, because don't know how long Castillo's going to go, plus that bullpen. So Milwaukee is a really strong play in Great American Small Park. White Sox at home against Zach Plesac. Always love targeting Zach Plesac. Tampa Bay could be a nice contrarian one going up against Noah Syndergaard, who just hasn't quite had it of late. I really like some Arizona versus Eliezer Hernandez. That could be fun. Miami's not a bad play versus Humberto Castellanos either. So there's a sneaky aspect to that Miami-Arizona game. It's either going to be like a 1-0 just bore fest or some just garbage pitching, and it'll lead to a ton of runs. So that'll be very interesting. Philadelphia is not a horrible play. San Diego versus Hendricks is in line as well. But my top stacks right now, give me some Milwaukee, give me some Dodgers, and give me the White Sox, and we'll pencil the rest in based on lineups and see where things go. But that'll do it, folks. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BD Entric Podcast. MLB DFS Quick Hits is on iTunes and all your other listening platforms. If you give it a rate and review, I'd really, really appreciate it. Or check us out on the Fantasy Degens YouTube channel. Give the old thumbs up and the subscribe button. And again, if you want to join us in the Discord, it's free. Just let us know. But if you're playing golf, Jesse and I record the Always Pressing PGA DFS Podcast for the Byron Nelson Monday afternoon. Also got Bench with Bubba coming at you a couple times a week for your fantasy baseball season-long needs, which still helps with your DFS knowledge as well. But that'll do it, folks. Monday, May 9th, quick hits in the books. Catch you guys later.